Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We had our Junkies NBA mock draft at 8 o'clock. If you missed it, you can always grab the podcast. Listen to the show wherever you download podcasts. Just search Sports Junkies, and you'll get it. We're going to get back to some Wizards talk at 9:25. Draft is tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, they trade Jordan Poole yesterday for C.J. McCollum. And you're thinking, well, why would they do that? Well, it's because C.J. McCollum's contract expires after this season. So we'll talk to Keith Smith coming up in about 20 minutes. He's with Spot Rack, and he can explain the salary ramifications. Somebody just tweeted us and made a good point about Will Dawkins and Winger. So Winger is the team president. He runs the Wizards and the Mystics.
Mm-hmm.
Dawkins is the GM. But they both were in Oklahoma City. And they both inherited the ramifications of like the Bradley Beal deal. So, you know, it's taken them some time. Year one was part of the rebuild. They draft Bilal Coulibaly. Year two, they draft Alex Saar, but also drafted Carrington and George. This is the third year. It's going to be a long year. They might win more games. I mean, I think they'll win more games.
That could be 24.
Somebody tweeted like, oh, games. Man, CJ McCollum's good. They're going to win 30 games. They're not going to win 30 games.
Probably not.
All right.
And CJ McCollum, unless players like Saar and Coulibaly just get dramatically better.
And CJ McCollum could get dealt too. You know,
but if Middleton's healthy, if McCollum is healthy, and if Smart is, they all are healthy and they can play the majority of the season. Those are three pretty good players. Now, they're not stars, but those are three pretty good players. If you factor that in and couple it with the young guys, and if those guys get better, you'd be surprised.
I could see him getting to 25 wins.
Yeah, maybe even more.
I'd 30, take
30
the under.
Might 30 might be a stretch, but they might get close.
I'd take the under. Anyway. If you miss it, grab the podcast, put in the search term Sports Junkies wherever you download your podcast. All right, let's get into the EP.
All right, of
course.
Brought
to you by
the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. My guy Sam Wiener just had lunch with her yesterday. You can check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. Do it. You won't regret it. All right. A lot going on. I'm just seeing this. I saw that somebody was arrested outside of Joe Rogan's house or near him and charged with terror. I didn't know it was the Liver King.
The Liver King.
The Liver King. Liver King's all bitter. I know that Joe Rogan's been calling him out for being for doing steroids and, you know, for
being
years.
A phony.
I don't know what he's all upset about now, if it's something political or whatever, but Brian Johnson, known as the Liver King, was arrested.
Who the hell is the Liver King?
Oh, come on. You get over the Liver King?
He's this guy.
Why
super
would
jacked.
I know who the Liver King is?
He just was a social media phenomenon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who is known for, he claimed to only eat like raw meat.
Okay.
Right?
And he's super jacked, but of
super
course
jacked.
He was taking steroids.
He was busted.
I mean, you can tell he's a steroid monger.
So many steroids.
But for whatever reason, people bought his story for a little bit.
Right.
Like selling his paleo diet or whatever.
Carnivore.
I was on the Liver King's
IG the other day.
Yeah.
And he had like this rambling thing to Joe Rogan, challenging him in a fight.
Right.
And he was like doing spinning moves and rolling around on the ground. I'm like, this guy, first
is
of all,
he going crazy?
He's lost his mind.
He lost his mind. He looks
terrible. By the way, he's made like hundreds of millions, right? He's made a boatload of money.
He scammed everybody.
He's made so much money.
Yeah.
Did he sell
3 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah. No. He's like world famous, Jason. I'm actually shocked you don't know who
no
he is.
No idea who he is.
Isn't there a doc on like Netflix about him?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is.
Why would I watch that?
I don't know, but you'd at least see it.
I think I recognize him. I just didn't know he was called the Liver King.
Yeah, he's called the Liver King.
What's his name? Brian Johnson?
Brian Johnson. You know, he had to finally admit that he was doing steroids like a year or so ago when he got busted.
Why is he outside of Rogan's house?
For some reason, he's obsessed with him. I don't know if it's like political stuff. You know, everyone's like losing their minds politically. Or if it's still because Rogan's been calling him out. I don't know.
Or is seeking attention dollars. Maybe
his cameraman with him.
His star is fading, right?
Yeah.
The Liver King peaked probably a year and a half ago. Netflix, all this sort of thing. Maybe his star is fading. And, you know, go after the most popular.
His star is definitely fading.
Right, so go after the most popular or second most popular podcaster in the world, and you're going to get attention.
I was going to say, this is not political. It's not any political stance. I just think it's funny. When's the last time a president dropped an F-bomb to the media?
I don't know. I mean, I saw
that's probably the first time it's ever happened.
I have no idea.
I mean, right? I mean, there's no way Obama or Clinton or the Bushes or...
I don't know.
Straight to the media like that? Probably not.
I don't know.
They all curse.
I mean, Trump doesn't have a lot of his speeches.
I'm talking about to the media where you know it's going to get...
Well, he just lost his mind.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So...
Do you want to hear some of him like,
ranting or raving? Because this was on his IG, right? It was like minutes before his arrest, he was on IG like pacing and talking about wanting to fight him.
He's like bear crawling.
Yeah.
Because Joe Rogan, we don't have to make videos to pretend anymore. All of this is happening. We're coming to you. I've challenged you man to man to a fight. Honorable. And we don't have to pretend or make any videos. The world is watching. They'll make the videos for us. And you don't have to hold a camera. You can hold the hand of somebody that you love, because what happens next to you, you're going to need to remember that feeling. You're going to need something more than what you did.
I don't know. He's lost his mind, right?
Seems like it. Yeah.
It's over for the Liver King.
Too many raw testicle balls.
So what was the charge? Just
making terroristic threats, something like that? Okay. I don't know. I guess because he challenged him to a fight, and he showed up at his crib or something?
Yeah, he threatened him, and then he went to his compound or house or whatever.
Right, right.
Studio.
Right. He's got a whole compound. By the way, I see this. Aaron Rodgers slams as sick and so effing ridiculous that people are wondering who his new wife is, all the interest. He says she doesn't want to be in the public eye. It's that simple.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Are you buying it, JP, or do you still think it's a Manti Te'o situation?
I never said that I think it's that.
I'm
mostly buying it. I find it somewhat fascinating.
Right.
So she'll never go to games?
I don't know.
And especially from
maybe it's going
to
take her a while.
By the way,
to get
especially
used to
from
it.
A guy who had a lot of public relationships. I mean, he was with Danica Patrick, Olivia Munn. Maybe that's the only two that I can think of. But even didn't he have like kind of a wacky girlfriend for a while? She was like a hippie. It seemed like all of his relationships were out there.
Maybe
it's just somewhat fascinating that the family has no idea who she is.
Keeping her
and
own
now he
down
has
low.
A strained relationship with his family, but. It's a little odd.
Now, speaking of strange relationships, we've been following the Diddy case, and looks like, Jason, we may not have to follow it that much longer. His defense team rested yesterday in under 30 minutes.
Wow.
Under 30 minutes.
What did they do in the 30 minutes? They actually called one witness?
No, they just maybe disputed. They didn't call any witnesses.
Gotcha.
They just disputed a few testimonies, maybe. They presented some text messages showing where, like, Cassie was, like, looking forward to the freak-offs and... you know, helping set up the freak-offs and some of the other girls saying that they enjoyed their time together. They stipulate that he's had domestic violence
right.
And that he's got a wild sexual life. But they told the jury, the defense team, that you're not here to judge his sex life. That's not what you're here for.
Right.
They did not prove that he was trafficking in girls, and they say they could prove it simply by reading the text messages. Look at the videos. You see everybody participating. So they showed this video, remember, and the guy was like intently watching, and the girls were put off by the sex video that they showed.
Mm-hmm.
They said the Diddy team says that video exonerates Diddy because it shows everybody being a willing participant in the freak offs. So they say, here's the quote, Sean Combs is a complicated man, but this is not a complicated case. He had unconventional yet consensual relationships between empowered adults that were marked by jealousy, not coercion. So, who knows? Combs, of course, was admonished by this judge at one point for making gestures to the jury, nodding to the jury, looking at the jury, trying to kind of almost communicate with the jury during the case. But for the most part, has been quiet throughout. He told the judge, thank you. You've been doing an excellent job. And he acknowledged and confirmed that it is his decision not to testify. He says, it's solely my decision. I mean, it's my decision with my lawyers.
Right.
So, I don't know. I guess the next thing is what juror instructions. And then, you know, at some point here in the not too distant future, we'll probably have a verdict.
So the prosecution rested, and then 30 minutes later, the defense
rested. When they got
rested.
Their chance, they did 25 minutes.
Gotcha.
25 minutes of
their
defending.
Whole case is you didn't prove your case.
Right.
Maybe they're right.
They might be right. Might a lot of it might, you know, depend on the makeup of the jury. Remember, they swapped out one guy, and they were making a big deal about it.
Did they
swap out? I can't even remember what they did. Did they swap out a white guy for an African American or something, vice versa?
They swapped out a minority for a white guy.
For a white guy.
Yeah.
So they think they might not be as good for Diddy. Who knows? there is a sex therapist, though, that says that her name is Dr. Laura Berman. She's been on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and she told TMZ that freak-offs can actually spice up your sex life if they're done legally. She says lots of folks, Jason, are struggling in their sex lives, either from a lack of sex, boring sex. Cake's not having boring sex. Cake's going to have a crazy... Cake's might have a freak-off.
I'm saying, he might be going to one.
Might be going to a freak-off. He's going to have a whole sex trip. She says either lack of sex, boring sex, and that's why the freak-off element of the case is titillating to some and can help the relationship. She says there are other things that you could do to spice up your sex life. Jason, sex toys, baby oil, which apparently Diddy stockpile.
She should have been the defense witness.
She is the author of a newly released book, Sex Magic, which explains what other elements of Diddy's freak-offs may help couples add something kinky
to their
bedroom routine.
She wrote a book specifically about the freak-offs?
I guess. About freak-offs and how elements from freak-offs can provide some spice in your life. Man, you want to write a book? You title it Sex Magic. You're going to sell some copies. Right?
Look at JP's brains working overtime right now.
Note to self.
Yeah, his next book.
Yeah. If you're going to write a book, write a sex book, buddy.
My sex swing.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, this nightmare is about to officially, begin. They're going to get married.
Were they in Venice? Where are they?
I don't know. They had their phone party.
Began in 2019, right?
They've been dating since 2019. That's when he divorced Mackenzie Scott, who got 4% of his net worth, which they're saying was around $36 billion at the time.
Hmm.
Now, they're saying Lauren Sanchez probably has a prenup. They don't know the details of it. They're saying it could come one of two ways. It could come in the form of a signing bonus. You know, like if you're Travis Hunter and you sign with the Jags, you get a bunch of upfront money. Or it could come in the form of like a severance, so that if the relationship ends, then you get a boatload of money at the end.
I don't know. What would you prefer? I'll always take the upfront money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Take the upfront money.
Although I kind of like those sweet deals like Bobby Bonilla had where you get that money every year.
The deferred payments?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But think about it. Bezos was married to that Mackenzie Scott. That's the girl with the long neck. She was the Merton Hanks of chicks. he was married to her for 25 years. They had four kids together. They got divorced in 2019. I think she's actually been married. She's already been married and divorced once. I think she married a teacher.
I think she
lasted like a year or something.
Yeah.
And now she might be married, dating like some hippie.
I saw Tom Brady's going to attend it.
He's attending. Somebody said that most of the attendees are boring, but there are some fun people, including Leonardo DiCaprio, and they say Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom, they're saying this could be his single coming out party.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's ready to get after
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't bring Katie?
Katie's on her world tour.
Oh.
And that everyone's,
they broke up.
I thought they broke up.
Well, they're saying that's the rumor. I don't know that it's official. But that's the rumor that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have broken up and that this is Orlando, his coming out party as a single guy. And he plans to party hard at the Bezos Sanchez wedding. So, of course, Lauren Sanchez was married before. I can't remember who the guy was, but she divorced him in 2019. And she has a kid with who? She has two kids with her first husband, but she also has a kid with. Former NFL star, Hall of Famer.
Tony Gonzalez.
Lauren Sanchez does?
Yes. And she flies helicopters, apparently. We've seen that.
I just saw the sign that, I don't know if the Italians are just pissed off that they're having the wedding there, but if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax. Did you see that big-ass sign they put?
No.
In the middle of Venice.
Is that where the wedding is, in Venice?
Yeah, it's in Italy.
I think so.
Okay. I think it's $10,000 a plate.
That's how much. Like, what are they going to do?
It's like $25 million wedding or something.
Oh,
this is dumb.
I swear to God, I hate them so much. I hate them.
I don't know why.
I think I'm just annoying.
I think I'm kind of in that camp.
I think I friggin' hate them.
I mean, I don't have any great regard for them.
I just hate them.
They don't bother me at all.
The transformation. Of Bezos from super nerd to stud boy.
You know what it is? It's that bully in you from DeMatha, and you used to like you.
I never really bullied anybody.
Isn't he the same as like? I just see him the same as like Elon Musk.
I don't think so.
You don't seem to have the same venom for Musk.
Musk must be politics. No. Musk is a big nerd. I got a lot of issues with Musk, but I have issues with the nerdy. It's one thing to be like, a nerd, but now Bezos is acting like he's like chick. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, you don't like the glow up.
Yeah.
I don't like the nerdy. The guy, if you watch his interview he did, whatever talk show that was, Jay Leno or whatever, you've all seen it, right? We're sitting there in a suit and he's like Roger. He's literally like Roger.
Roger became a buff playboy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's all buff. It's like, imagine if Roger came in here all jacked.
I just hate him.
Eric.
I hate him.
Eric.
Yes.
If you hate him so
politics.
Much.
I do.
Why is that politics?
It's politics. It's why you hate him.
I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with politics.
It might have something to do with it. But if it does. But if it doesn't.
It has nothing to do with politics.
But Eric, if you hate him so much,
yeah.
Eliminate him from the EP. Never talk about Jeff Bezos.
Well, I mean, it's fun to rant.
No, not really. He's boring. He's boring.
Also, yeah. JP needs to update his file. Bezos is like very chummy with Trump and
yeah, little bit. I'm telling you, for me, it has nothing.
The
to
history.
It has nothing to do with politics. Nothing.
I don't.
You don't like from geek to chic.
I don't like. Yeah. I don't like. His...
You're a bully.
Okay.
It's like AWOD. If AWOD became like a sex
AWOD guy. got all jacked and just
lamb pipe left all over Richmond.
I would probably hate AWOD too.
I don't think that's we have to worry true. About that. Did you see the video of him trying to run up the Rocky steps?
No.
Oh my God!
Is it atrocious? Is he falling apart completely?
He's a pig. One of the comments called him Stocky Balboa.
Oh really?
That's a good one,
funny.
Dude. If you notice, I've always complained about old guys that are all on their testosterone and they're all jacked. All those guys get on my nerves. All those guys, and he's the epitome of it. I'm telling you, it's not political.
All right.
feel like Elon Musk has done the same thing.
He's a doughy dork. Mm-hmm. You think he's jacked?
I mean, wasn't he challenging somebody to a fight?
Zuckerberg? Another freaking dork. God, the dorks are killing me. I do. You know what? I want to bully all the dorks.
Yeah. You want a Revenge of the Nerds remake.
Coming up next, Keith Smith is going to join us. NBA writer for Spot Rack. We'll talk about the future of the Wizards next here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, they got the NBA draft tonight. We've been talking a lot about the Wizards throughout the show. If you missed our mock draft, you can grab the podcast wherever you download your podcast. Just search the term Sports Junkies, and you will get the podcast. Going to keep talking some Wizards and NBA in general with our next guest who joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rack. What's going on, Keith?
Hold on 1 second. A lot.
I know. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's the best time of year right now for transaction junkies and cap heads like me.
Yeah, so for Wizards fans, the team has been going through a rebuild the last couple of years. And, you know, they acquired Jordan Poole, and everybody knew that he wasn't going to be part of their future. But explain why they would trade Jordan Poole for C.J. McCollum.
Yeah, in that deal, because Poole and Sadiq Bey both have contracts that extend into next season, and C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk do not, for completely off-the-court reasons related to the salary cap, Washington now can clear in excess of $100 million in cap space next offseason. So a year from now, much like how people have been talking about the Brooklyn Nets and all their cap space this summer, we'll be talking about Washington and double what the Nets have in cap space potentially. They will be in a spot where very realistically the only player under contract not on a rookie deal would be Corey Kispert, which is just, that's incredible considering where this team was just a couple years ago, where it looked like it was going to take a long time to dig out from under the mess of some of the contracts that they had on the books.
So do you foresee them making even more moves, maybe even trying to trade off someone like McCollum to gain draft picks just to get rid of that money?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you're going to see them do is continue this roster shuffling. I personally really appreciate how transparent and candid the Wizards' current front office has been. This is going to take time, and it's going to take a little bit of time for us to sort this out and rebuild, but that group has heavy ties to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we saw what the Thunder were able to do. Now, I'm not going to set that as the bar because that would be ridiculous, but you're trying to set yourself up for having options, and if you nail some of these draft picks, and I think they're on their way there, all of a sudden, things start looking pretty good for a team that was stuck in the middle for decades. And now, at least they have a very clear direction. But yeah, I think there's a good chance guys like Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart, acquired last year, C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, they might be on the move again. I'm not going to say right now this summer, but maybe by the trade deadline. And the best thing for Washington is at that point, you might have got some draft assets for them coming in, and you may get some further draft assets for them coming out, which again is another page right out of the Thunder playbook.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you look at their roster. I mean, if they don't make moves and trade some of these veterans, they've got a kind of interesting mix of proven veterans making a bunch of money coupled with a bunch of young guys, like you mentioned, like the Sars and the Koulibaly's and now Bub Carrington and guys like that. So if they don't sell off some of these pieces, you know, if Middleton and McCollum and Smart stay healthy, I'm not going to say they're going to be a playoff team, but I think they're going to win a lot more games than they did last year.
I completely agree with that. And I think a big part of where teams can get a rebuild wrong is when they just go fully young and they hand the team over to a whole bunch of guys who are 20 to 22 years old that don't really, they haven't experienced much life, and they certainly haven't experienced a lot of life in the NBA. Having guys like Smart, McCollum, Middleton, and Olynyk is just going to help keep the Wizards organized. It's kind of like having Malcolm Brogdon last year was able to just kind of get guys in the right places. That helps young players. Valanciunas, you know, I am sure the time he spent with Sar helped Sar level up quickly because it was a chance of, hey, let's, you know, work on this, you know, and you don't want to do this way. And that can be both on and off court. And those are big things. Now, the key is you don't want to turn the team fully over to the vets and forget the kids. And I thought they did a really good job of balancing that last year, making sure, hey, the kids are our future. They're going to play and play plenty. I like to say, you know, the Wizards last year, they didn't tank. They were just naturally bad because they played a lot of young guys, and that's okay, right? That's not the end of the world. I've heard from more Wizards fans in the past year that were like, hey, I had more fun watching a team that at least is trying to do something than this team that was stuck in the middle forever. So I think they're, you know, very much on the right track.
All right, so speaking of stuck in the middle, they're frustrated, the Wizards fans, that we, you know, didn't get higher in the lottery. We end up, I think, with a worst outcome, getting six. But you know, I'll be honest, having not watched as much college basketball these last few years, you know, it's hard for me to watch even the NBA at times, you know, when my team is struggling so much. I finally went through and started looking at these guys. I think you can get a good player at six. I mean, I've been kind of surprised. It's way deeper than just Cooper Flagg. You may or may not agree, but the one thing that's really going crazy is this Ace Bailey drop where he's not working out with people. Like, is he getting bad advice? Is he a bad guy? Has he gotten assurances he's going to go somewhere? What's going on with Ace Bailey? Because his talent seems to jump through the roof to me.
Yeah, I'll let you know in about 12-ish hours, I think, when, you know, when we see it play out. But, you know, my thought on it is I can tell you 100% he's not a bad kid.
Right.
He's a really good kid. He's a little immature, but he's 19, right? I mean,
I am.
Forbid anybody knows what I was like at 19.
Yeah.
So, you know, with him, I'm not worried about that part at all. I'm also not worried about the skills. I think Ace Bailey, he came into this draft cycle. If we go back even like 2 years ago when these guys were finishing high school, and there were people who were saying he might push Cooper Flagg near the top of the draft. Now, it hasn't played out that way because Flagg has set himself apart as a generational type of prospect. Mm-hmm. And then Dylan Harper moved past Bailey as well. But I've still got Bailey third on my board. But there are teams that are like, yeah, the fit's a little weird. This whole won't work out, won't even meet with teams. You know, his combine interviews are a little weird. I think this is the classic, we're trying to engineer a destination here and find a place that's really going to work for us. Now, we'll find out if it works or not. I've heard Washington is a team he's okay with. I've heard Brooklyn is there. The Nets now have 5 picks in this first round, so they're certainly going to be moving around on the board, and they may try to go up to get him, but that's going to be the story to watch. The first 2 picks, we all know, we could start the draft at 3 and just say, hey, Flagg and Harper are already off the board, and everybody would know it. And then we'll see where it goes with Ace Bailey and the Sixers at 3, because things are going to get weird starting there.
Do you have a sense that the interest is mutual from the Wizards? Do you have any sense at all?
Yeah, I've heard that they like him. I've heard that they see him as different from their other guys and able to fit in alongside the other young guys that they have. What they don't have in that group is somebody who can really go get his own buckets. Right now, Bub Carrington maybe gets there. We'll see what that looks like. But the rest of the guys are a little bit more dependent players. Bilal Coulibaly improved quite a bit, but he's still a guy who is more of a system transition player. He will improve more, you know, in his on-ball creation ability as he ages. But Ace Bailey can come in day one. I'm not saying he's going to come in and be super efficient, because very few rookies are. But his best ability is his ability to go get baskets. And I've heard that the Wizards like that and like that fit alongside the rest of that young core.
All right, so let's go around the league as we talk to Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rock. Celtics win an NBA Finals, and this year Jason Tatum gets hurt in the playoffs. Obviously, they don't win. They're shaking it up. Porzingis gets dealt to Atlanta. Drew Holiday goes to Portland. What are the Celtics looking to do?
Yeah, so the minute they lost, that changed everything. And then when Jason Tatum went down, that only changed it further. I've long held that if they were coming off back-to-back championships, they'd run it back, write a really big check to the rest of the league for luxury tax penalties, because you're not breaking up a title team like that, especially not as a new ownership group coming in. The fans would, pillory them right immediately if they did that. So now, though, they have, and this isn't the exact right word to use, but they have a little bit of cover to start this process of getting under the second apron. You're going to hear that term used a lot here over the next few weeks. Is, that second apron restrictions, they are so tough on you to build out your roster. You're pretty much limited to, very minor trades, signing guys to minimum contracts and signing your own free agents and draft picks, and that's about it. You can't really do anything else. In addition, Boston, because they were over the second apron the last two seasons, already saw their 2032 draft pick get frozen, which means they can't trade it, and it gets moved to the end of the first round if they don't get out of the second apron 3 or 4 years before that. So they've begun what I call the thawing process for that pick. They're under the second apron now. They're resetting, but they have no intentions of tearing this thing down to the bottom and trading Jaylen Brown and Derek White. They're listening. If some team wants to bowl them over with a really ridiculous offer, and the way things are going, who knows? I'm not going to rule it out, but their intentions are to keep those guys. They feel like they got some helpful players and very, very needed flexibility with their team, and that's what they're going to move forward with now.
All right, I'm interested in what the Lakers might be able to do. They, of course, traded for Luka Doncic, got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs. What can they do in the offseason to get to another level?
Yeah, another super expensive team. They're not quite at that second apron level, but they're not far away from that. Some of that's dependent on what happens with LeBron James and Dorian Finney-Smith, but all indications are they're going to retain those guys. LeBron will be around a max deal. Finney-Smith will be, probably $15 million or so range. That leaves them with a little bit of flexibility to use the smaller mid-level exception, which is about $5.7 million, and then that can put them in a spot to go after a center. They need center depth in the worst way. They don't really have one on the roster right now that they trust. They know that's something Luka excels with. He can play with a rim-running, lob-catching center. That's huge for them. So they're going to be involved on probably guys like Clint Capella. You'll hear them mentioned in trade rumors for anybody who makes, let's call it, $25 million or less that plays the center position. They'll probably be engaged with those guys. So it's that's their priority. And then from there, it's rounding out the depth around what is a pretty good core group in L.A. led by LeBron and Luka.
All right, before we let you go, your take on the Durant to Houston deal. I questioned it just because you're giving up young players/stars like Jalen Green plus all those draft picks. So essentially you're trading eight players for one who's 36, who's already had injuries. Your take on the deal.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the second-round picks. That was more just Phoenix needs any form of draft capital because they've traded everything else under the sun that they could, no pun intended, there. Mm-hmm. So they are really in a spot where they needed the draft capital. Jalen Green, good player. On the right night, looks like he's an all-star, all-NBA guy. On the wrong night, he looks like he's a backup who should play 15 minutes a night off the bench. He's just wildly inconsistent. And he really struggled in the postseason, especially when the Rockets needed somebody to go get a bucket. That's what Kevin Durant's going to give him. I'm with you. I don't know that it's the move I would have made, but I get why they did it. They saw how badly they struggled in the first-round loss. They don't want to be in that position again. And if they think Kevin Durant can stay healthy and, most importantly, stay happy, because there's usually about a one-year clock on that for him in a destination, then the Rockets are going to be really good. They've got enough left in reserve to round out that roster nicely. They still have a bunch of extra draft picks coming their way, so not too worried about giving up the 10th pick. So they're in pretty good shape, I think, moving forward, as long as Kevin Durant is healthy and happy there.
Keith, good stuff. Hopefully we'll talk to you again. It's Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rack. Thanks, pal.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Of course, if you missed our mock draft and who EB selected with the sixth pick, grab the podcast wherever you download your podcast. Just search the Sports Junkies. Look up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to do a little 5 and 10 here, Jason.
That's right. And it's sponsored by our good friends at Open Road Distilling Company over in Reston Town Center. And by the way, Open Road Distilling is now available at Virginia ABC stores exclusively in Northern Virginia, but they have expanded into Richmond and they'll be expanding down to the Virginia Beach area by the end of the year. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour Maple Old Fashioned, this is whiskey done right. For the full experience, please go to Open Road Distilling in the Reston Town Center.
Jason, you need to tell your Open Road people that my son stole my Open Road Distillery hat, and he loves it.
Okay.
So if they have any more hats.
You need some more hats?
If they have any more hats.
All right, I'll get on it.
The Bickles are a big fan.
I'll get on it, my
friend. Do you guys know who Mikey Gow is?
Not by name.
He is an ambidextrous high school quarterback.
Okay.
That apparently is causing a stir online after showing his ability to make throws with both hands.
I've seen guys like this on like my Instagram reel. I don't know if it's the same kid. What year is he?
I'm not sure. I think he's 17. He's 18 years old.
Okay.
Apparently,
so he's probably a senior.
He is predicted, or actually, Lamar Jackson predicted he's going to go number one in the draft once he declares.
Right.
The 18-year-old has played for several high schools, including Nebraska's Bellevue, East High School, and Mustang High School in Oklahoma. Currently plays for the Omaha North High School in Nebraska following a transfer.
Who's recruiting?
I guess it's gone viral.
All the big dogs.
Many Division I schools apparently have shown serious interest.
Notre Dame, Michigan, Texas.
I mean, it's the first.
That's not true.
Yeah, he's being scouted by them. I'm not sure if they've
you're
offered.
You're reading his Wikipedia. You got to get on Rivals. Well, I was just 24. He's like a 1-star prospect.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, it's first time I saw him.
It's a parlor trick. Yeah. It's a useless talent. For a quarterback to throw the
ball. I was looking at the Wikipedia. I was just assuming those schools were still interested.
Well, it wouldn't be a useless talent. It may be a parlor trick, and he may not be a good player, but if a top-level quarterback could do it, it would definitely be favorable. It's like a switch hitter in Major League Baseball. There would be advantages, for sure.
Yeah, but Matt is right. I mean, if he's not talented,
if he's not committed by now and he's a senior, then he's not one of the top guys. That's for sure.
And by the way, he's tiny.
I don't see the advantage.
He is tiny.
Well, the advantage would be...
In baseball, there's a clear advantage.
I think there would be an advantage depending on where the best pass rusher on the opponent is. I think there would also be an advantage if you get flushed out of the pocket and you're rolling to your left. For a right-hander, sometimes it gets harder to reset, so he could switch the ball and throw it with his left hand. It would be easier. So if he rolls to the right, throws right-handed, rolls to the left, throws left-handed... I think there would definitely be advantages.
Perhaps. I just don't really see it. It's like comparable to baseball.
No, I'm not saying it's that much of an advantage, but I think there definitely would be advantages. And every once in a while, you'll see a quarterback who's about to get sacked, and they throw it with their offhand.
Can we just talk about what a sick feat it is, though, to be legit ambidextrous?
That's why I brought it up.
Like, even in baseball, tennis, when we've seen this,
the Jensen.
It's a sick
Luke
ability.
Jensen or Murphy Jensen, whichever
was Luke, but there are kids. We were talking about this kid, and Drabby says it'll never work at the highest level.
because it's just, you know, too much to switch hands or whatever.
Is this the kid, but, Mikey Gal?
Yes.
Why does it say on Rivals his hometown is Atlanta, Maryland?
I couldn't tell you why Rivals has just Atlanta, Maryland.
You want to explain that?
I don't know. Maybe that's where he grew up. Like, he, maybe they're doing a bit like he was born there, but he's playing football. And
no, it can't be the same guy. No way.
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm looking at Rivals.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Are you looking at a video of him throwing?
No, I'm just looking at the his
he's
breakdown.
He's not committed anywhere? If he's not committed anywhere and he's a senior.
Yeah, he may just be doing a goofy bit. He's going to America's Got Talent.
It says total offer zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe, but it says he's class of 26 at Mount Zion. So not, and he's not in, this guy's not playing in Nebraska. This guy's playing
maybe
at Mount
he's
Zion.
He's bounced around.
We got to find out.
Speaking of quarterbacks,
which Mikey Gal we're talking about.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Arch Manning will get a lot of hype this year because he's going to be the starter at Texas. The old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, is not sold on him. He said, most people are picking Texas to win the SEC in football. They've got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too. And then Spurrier says, my question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all that time last year? He was a seventh-round pick.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure
Spurrier taking some shots.
Sure, Texas fans probably wondered that, too.
I mean, there is some common sense there that he's just throwing out. That's like the folksy Spurrier common sense.
Yep.
There's something to it.
Right.
There's something to the logic.
You can't just anoint him number one pick because his last name is Manning. Dude, got to prove it.
This might be the guy from Spot Track. They're saying if Cooper Flagg goes one, by 31, he could have made $930 million.
Mm. All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.